Now, back to the ball bearing story that I tantalised you with earlier. So we drop in a super hydrophobic coated steel ball bearing at 400 degrees. What happens? Well, in the words of Nilesh Patankar, who's a researcher at Northwestern University and has published this in the journal Nature this week, he said, it did nothing. Actually, this is really interesting because they were using very fast frame video footage of what happens when you do these experiments because they are intrigued by what would happen if you keep the water away from the surface of the ball. And the reason it does nothing is because the ball immediately causes a pocket or an envelope of water vapour to form around it, and the super hydrophobic water-repelling surface on the ball that they coated it with keeps the water away, whereas the vapour can get very close to the surface because it's not repelled in the same way. So it acts like a buffer. And it keeps the water away. The water, therefore, cannot boil off on the surface, and the ball just cools down gently by the vapour conveying heat from the ball surface into the surrounding water. Why is this important? Well, apart from being a good party trick, if you're equipped to do it, it also could have industrial applications, because this whole business of when you drop water onto a very hot surface and it immediately fizzing and skittering around, as it's known, that's called the Leidenfrost effect, after the German man who first described it, actually in the 1700s. This is bad industrially. You want to be able to heat things up in thin films and gently evaporate them off without having them skittering around all over the place. So it could have industrial applications as well. But did you get it right? Answer, no.
I had to think about it
for a while.
Well, it's incredible to have a scientific paper where the results were that absolutely nothing happened.